LinkedIn.com/sports. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
What do Gary Barta, Todd Licklider, Steve Peichel, and Coy Kronk all have in common? No, none of them have ever been in my kitchen, but they will all be discussed on tonight's edition of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We welcome you aboard. It is a miserable Wednesday night, so miserable that the Iowa men's basketball team must have a home game tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. They do. Taking on top 25-ranked Rutgers, 8 o'clock tip-off tonight. We'll preview that and more with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. Buttons on the other side of the glass is going to be busy tonight. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we have for you the 5 o'clock face-off, your next opportunity to take home a one-hour session inside the Top Golf Swing Suite located on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City. You know, they have golf leagues there. It's not just you and your buddies hanging out, hitting balls in the simulator. You can play in a league. They've actually filled up their regular league, and they're working on starting a truncated six-week league season. You can get details by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. Alex, there's a lot to get to today. The Iowa football team picks up a ready-made plug-and-play offensive lineman to help take the burden of Tristan Wirfs leaving off the table. Todd Licklider is back on a Division I bench. Gary Barta is heading up the college football playoff committee next season. But it all takes a backseat to Iowa and Rutgers tonight, the unlikeliest of top 25 showdowns. Nobody saw this coming. Got a good basketball game to attend tonight in Iowa City if folks are going to brave the weather.
We do, and Iowa has played three consecutive games, will have played three consecutive games against top 25 teams at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And to me, this is one of the toughest tests. This is the toughest test of those three games. I think that Rutgers, the way that they play, they're tough, they're physical, they're very good defensively, and I think they're going to give Iowa more problems than especially Maryland and even a Michigan team that was coming in shorthanded. I think Iowa will win the game tonight because they've been that good at home and they've been that resilient throughout the course of the season, but I'm ready for a back-and-forth game that might be a little bit more low-scoring than some of the affairs that we've seen as of late.
Third straight top 25 game for the Hawkeyes. They've beaten Maryland. They've beaten Michigan. What do they need to do to beat Rutgers tonight? 319-366-1600. Not only is that the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it doubles as the First Federal Credit Union text line. Again, the number 366-1600. First Federal has four locations here in eastern Iowa, and you can earn $200 just for opening a brand new checking account with them. Details available online at firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Not only is Iowa in action tonight, but you and I takes on Southern Illinois in Carbondale. The voice of the Panthers, Gary Rima, set to join us at 4:30 tonight for his weekly segment. You and I playing outstanding basketball as of late, looking to pick up a road win tonight before a big showdown with the Loyola Ramblers on Sunday in Cedar Falls. 319-366-1600. No story is more surprising to me. Well, I was going to say no story is more surprising to me than Todd Licklider returning to the bench of a Division I team. I got to tell you, my eyes had to do a double and triple take today when I saw the Gary Barta news come across the electric Twitter machine.
He's getting some interesting gigs, and a gig that I guess now he has a promotion from. We found out last year he was going to be on the playoff committee. Now we found out he's going to be the chair of the playoff committee. So he's going to be the one talking to ESPN every Tuesday during the college football season. After
must-see TV.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I said earlier today on Twitter, the SEC football programs are furiously Googling doing things the right way, trying to figure out how they can gain an advantage next year. This is, it's a high profile, big time situation for Gary Barta to be in. You can look at this and say it's great exposure for the University of Iowa. Every time he's on Tuesdays during the selection show, he's going to be Gary Barta, athletics director at the University of Iowa, who also happens to be the chairman of the selection committee. So kudos to him. I enjoyed seeing the reaction from a number of people today to that, but it's a high honor, and it's one that I'm sure Gary does not take lightly. He'll take it very seriously. The guy knows football. He played college football. Obviously, in his association as athletic director at Iowa, he's around a highly successful Big Ten football program. He's in the room. He's been in the room the last couple seasons, replacing Gene Smith on that committee. And now he's running the show. He's the head.
He's going to be one of the most unpopular men in college football. That's okay. Everybody.
Well, he's used to that around
here. He's used to it.
He's used to that here locally.
He's going
to
take all the slings and arrows from every fan base that feels as though they have been slighted.
Who else can I upset? I'm going to walk into Carver Arena like Vince McMahon coming down the stage. You know what I'm talking about tonight.
You did a double take, a triple take, or a quadruple take?
I definitely said, this isn't news. He's on the,
He's doing what?
He is the new head of the committee.
He did what?
So this is how fascinating today has been. There have been so many stories that when I put the poll question up at KGYMradio.com, I actually left one off that people may or may not vote for. Our poll question today is, what's the most interesting Iowa-related story in the sports world today? I left off Iowa picking up a graduate transfer in the portal. The portal giveth and the portal taketh away, and today it giveth Iowa probably a starting offensive lineman. I know nobody's job is secure at this point, but Coy Kronk, who has started over, 40 games, right, at Indiana?
He started as a freshman, a true freshman at left tackle for Indiana. This is plug and play. This is a starting offensive lineman. This is probably the starting right tackle for Iowa, assuming that everybody is healthy, assuming Alaric Jackson is ready to go. This is a huge pickup, and by far the biggest pickup that they have made through the transfer portal yet.
I was discussing this with somebody. They actually reached out to me earlier today and said, here's what you're getting. You're getting a solid player that Iowa's going to be able to drop in the offensive line. He's capable of starting. He's probably not all Big Ten material. And oh, by the way, he's dependable, solid, a good leader in the locker room, and he happens to be a good quote with the media. So
you're all for
I'm
this.
Opening my arms and welcoming aboard Coy Kronk as the newest player who will be trotted out to the media every single week, and will get his thoughts on the upcoming games and everything that's going on.
This is the type of transfer that you see. I'm going to compare it to Iowa State basketball getting Mariel Shayok last year. Now apples and oranges, I understand, but Mariel Shayok went to Iowa State with the idea that he wanted to prove within a system, an offensive system, that he could be a guy that could play in the NBA. He did just that. Coy Kronk is an NFL-sized offensive lineman. He wants to go to a program that produces offensive linemen as well as any in the country and prove that he's an NFL-caliber offensive lineman that can play guard, that can play tackle. He has the size to do it. He started 40 games at Indiana, and now he gets his opportunity to prove to scouts that he can play in the NFL.
It's going to allow, I think, Tim Polasek and Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz, this three-headed monster as they try to figure out the offense next season, but it's going to allow Tim Polasek, most of all, I think, a little less pressure on him to figure out how you replace a guy like Tristan Wirfs. Again, you're not replacing him with a player of the same caliber, but you're bringing in somebody, and I, for one, have been on record as saying, I like the way that the NCAA has trended in the direction of allowing players to transfer, graduate transfers leave, and they're immediately eligible. It brings a little element of free agency to college football and the other college sports, but football in particular. The quarterbacks get all the love. The skill players get all the love. But this is an opportunity for a team, in this particular instance, Iowa, to go out and address what appeared to be a pretty big need for next year. And you're not doing it with somebody who hasn't played a whole lot. You're going to drop somebody in there who's been in the trenches, who's gone up against Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, that competition in the Big Ten East. You got to be feeling pretty good if you're the Iowa football program. And again, not an all Big Ten caliber player, but you've got to appreciate the words that were used to describe there: solid, dependable, and a good leader. It's exactly what you're looking for when you bring somebody from outside the program and drop them into your program on a short-term basis.
Dependable and versatile is another word to throw on there. I'm not sure exactly what position he's going to play. You would assume right tackle, but there's a chance that maybe he can play left guard. But here's the thing. He's going to start, most likely, and that leaves one spot on the offensive line that's unaccounted for. And you have a guy, some of the younger guys that I think they're excited about, Mark Kallenberger and Justin Britt and guys like that, where you have one spot left and you can fill it with one of those guys on the interior. Tyler Linderbaum, Kyler Schott, Alaric Jackson, and I'm forgetting his last name already.
Tyler Linderbaum?
Coy Kronk. That's the offensive line going into next year, and it takes away a big question mark of losing Tristan Wirfs.
Plus, it's just, let's be honest here, it's fun to say, Kronk. And this all came to light because there had been some rumors of this rumbling under the surface, but David Eicholt, who covers the Hawkeyes at 24/7 Sports, did some sleuthing, and I'm assuming the last several days has been searching the online directory. Yesterday is the first day of classes at Iowa following the MLK holiday, which you have the holiday break, the winter break, and then you would come back, and then the first day of classes were always, you were off for MLK Day. So the new semester, the students are enrolled, they're in the directory, and lo and behold, there's his name. So when Kirk Ferentz met with the media on Monday, he probably knew this was coming down the line and didn't say anything about it. And surprise, it's like Christmas on January 22nd if you're an Iowa football fan. The other story, and this came out last night, what a precipitous fall from grace for Walter McCarty, the Evansville basketball coach, who went from the highest of highs at the beginning. It was at the first week of the season, right?
When they beat Kentucky.
Evansville beat Kentucky
in Lexington,
in Rupp Arena. I'm not going to call it Rupp Arena with whatever corporate name they've now attached to it. But Walter McCarty has gone from the highest of highs now to the lowest of lows. He's been fired officially by Evansville, and Evansville has reached out and tabbed former Iowa coach Todd Licklider to helm the program. This is not a temporary hire. This is an official hire. He's received a multi-year contract. I don't think the details have been made available to this, but he ain't going away anytime soon. And their first game is tonight with Todd Licklider at the helm. They happen to be taking on, at home, the Drake Bulldogs. Drake is a 6-point, I think now up to a 7-point favorite on the road, if I saw that earlier today. Evansville has not won a home game since they put Walter McCarty on administrative leave or whatever the legal verbiage is. So Todd Licklider, he's a guy who knows a thing or two about going into a situation where perhaps the cupboard isn't completely full. And I wish him nothing but the best. I actually dropped him a note in the mail earlier today. Here's the deal. He's a good guy. He's a good human being. He came to Iowa at a time when that school really needed somebody who had a decent moral compass. Unfortunately for him, he didn't have the best results in the 3 years that he was at the helm of the program, and things ended rather poorly here for him, and he's still the butt of a number of jokes for people. But I know a lot of people who had positive interactions with him when he was here, and he at least rehabilitated that portion of the school's and the basketball program's image. You had a good guy running the program for a while, and ultimately it didn't work out. I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him a tremendous amount of success at Evansville. I don't know whether he will have it or not. He knows how to recruit the state of Indiana, but you want to talk about a 24-hour news cycle in which you're doing double and triple takes at some of the headlines you're seeing. Okay, Todd Licklider, for the first time in a decade, back on a Division I bench. He coached at an NAIA school for a couple years. Then he went to work for Brad Stevens, his former pupil, as a scout for the Boston Celtics, and now back at Evansville, where he was an assistant. He retired last year after he was in an auto accident, which I was unaware of, suffered some fairly serious injuries, led to his retirement, and now here he is back in the game. So you've got Todd Licklider resurrecting his coaching career, followed less than 24 hours later by Gary Barta being named the head of the college football playoff selection committee. And then to top it all off today, you've got the greatest mascot in the world, Gritty, facing assault charges for possibly punching a 13-year-old boy in Philadelphia. 2020 is lit, yo.
Can I add something to it that just broke a minute ago?
Good God, what now?
Eli Manning is officially retiring from the NFL.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
That's not surprising, but it is official. He is done after 16 seasons.
Buttons actually mentioned that to me when I was walking into the studio, that Manning was done. If I were him, I wouldn't want to go carry somebody's jock strap as a backup quarterback. I think he's earned the right to go out the way that he wants to. And he had that little swan song this year where he started toward the end of the season, and there's that picture with his wife and his kids and Archie and the rest of the family. They were there for it. They got their moment. So congratulations to Eli Manning on a pretty tremendous career in the National Football League. We can have the argument as to whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. I'm sick and tired of talking about the Hall of Fame. Last night, I was done with it. Jeter's in. Walker's in. I could not care less if Jeter was unanimous or if one guy left him off the ballot. The witch hunt is underway. People are still clamoring to find out. I see people calling for the vote to be taken away. Why is it that in this country we take voting for baseball's Hall of Fame, which is essentially just a museum? Why is it that we take Hall of Fame votes more seriously than votes that we have in November in this country? Does that strike anybody else as just completely bonkers? That you have people losing their minds in the last 24 hours because Derek Jeter wasn't a unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame. I got news for you. 20 guys didn't view Ted Williams as a first ballot Hall of Famer. 20 people left Ted Williams off their ballot the first time that he was eligible. Could not care less. Are you in the museum or are you not? Derek Jeter's in the museum, along with Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, who played here in Cedar Rapids as a member of the Cardinals organization in the 1960s, and Marvin Miller, whose induction is long overdue and whose children are following his dying wishes by boycotting the induction in July. It's going to be a grand old celebration of America's pastime. 319-366-1600. So many topics. All anybody so far on the text line is mentioning is Gary Barta. They don't think it makes any sense to them.
It doesn't to me either, I'll be honest.
Gary Barta is thought of in higher regard nationally than I think he is here locally. And a lot of that has to do with the Jane Meyer, Tracy Griesbaum discrimination suit and some of the other things that have been done and said. I think Gary Barta has been hindered tremendously from a relations standpoint with the fan base by how he handled the Gary Dolphins situation at the end of 2018 and at the beginning of 2019. It's the same season, but the first incident happened against Pitt in late 2018 and then the Maryland situation last year with Bruno Fernando. So locally, he's got a couple hills to climb to get back into the good graces of the fan base. Nationally, he's fairly respected. And you're going to see him. Is it Reese Davis who does the Fowler?
Reese Davis.
Does the interviews on Tuesday?
Kirk Herbstreit. Maybe David Pollack.
Gary, tell me about what went in the process of making this team number one this week. Well, we asked ourselves, do they win? Are they graduating players? Are they doing it right? And that's why the Alabama Crimson Tide are this week's number one team in the poll. I can hear it now. It is winning. Winning matters. One of those three things will matter in the selection committee. He brings up the other two. I think he's going to get some weird looks.
Yeah, there'll be some problems.
Can you imagine the pep talk on day one when they get in? Okay, here's the deal. We need to do this right. There's a lot at stake here. We need to do this right. People are like, what's he talking about?
I can't wait. This is going to be must-see TV every single week. Every week.
319-366-1600. It is a banner day here in Eastern Iowa. We got so much to talk about. Gary Rima coming up in just a few minutes. I'm not touching the topics that are coming up on the text line right now with a 10-foot pole. Stick around. We have for you an opportunity inside the 5 o'clock face-off tonight to take home a one-hour session inside of Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. They are available for rental just for your fun and perusal. They have leagues. This is something that I think people may actually be unaware of, but all winter long, you can golf in a league, play some of the world's most famous golf courses. Their league is actually full right now, but they're working on starting up a shorter six-week league. I think it's $100 for adults and $75 for students. If you want more details on that, you can reach out to us on the text line. We will send you in the right direction. You can get in contact with the person who handles everything at Graduate. A one-hour certificate, a one-hour session could be yours tonight. All you need to do is answer 7 questions in 60 seconds. Answer more than your opponent, and you'll be headed to downtown Iowa City. You can bring your own clubs. They also have some clubs there for you. And I don't think you even need to golf. They have other games on the simulator.
Zombie dodgeball is one of them.
We never did get to play that one, did we?
I played a little
you
bit.
You did?
There are football games in there.
I golfed, and this is a couple years ago when it first opened. I golfed. And I thought, why can I not hit the ball like this when I'm out on a real golf course? It bothered me a little bit, but it was fun and made me feel like I was a better golfer. And perhaps you'll feel that way too if you're tonight's lucky winner. Let's get a big board here, and then Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, will join us from Carbondale, Illinois tonight, calling the action. You can hear it right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight. 8 o'clock, right? Late tip-off in Carbondale for the Panthers.
We have a lot to get to. First of all, the College Football Playoff Committee has appointed Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta as the Selection Committee Chair for 2020. Barta will replace Oregon AD Rob Mullins, who had served as a committee chair for the last two seasons. Former Iowa basketball coach Todd Licklider has signed a multiple-year deal to be the new head coach at Evansville University. Licklider spent the last two seasons as an assistant on Walter McCarty's staff at Evansville. McCarty was fired by the school yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeyes appear to have landed a huge, both figuratively and literally, graduate transfer as former Indiana left tackle Coy Kronk is now listed in the University of Iowa student directory. Kronk has been in the transfer portal for a few weeks and is a guy at 6'5", 325 pounds, who started 40 games at left tackle for the Hoosiers. He started four games last year, the first four of last year, in what would have been his senior year before going down with a season-ending ankle injury. The 20th-ranked Iowa basketball team gets set for their third consecutive home contest against a ranked team as the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, ranked 24th, are in town for an 8 p.m. tip-off. Iowa and Rutgers split the season series a year ago, with both teams winning on the road. This will be the only contest between the two teams this season. The 16-2 UNI Panthers, fresh off their road victory over Bradley, they're back on the road once again, this time in Carbondale, Illinois, to take on the SIU Salukis. SIU's 9-10 on the season and even 3-3 in the MVC. UNI is currently tied atop the MVC with a 5-1 record with Loyola Chicago. The Iowa State Cyclones got back to 500 with an 89-82 victory over Oklahoma State last night. Tyrese Halliburton and Rasir Bolton went 10 of 15 combined from beyond the three-point arc. Solomon Young had 27 points. The Cyclones will now face a steep task as they go on the road to face number 16 Auburn on Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. And finally, the Iowa State women are back in action tonight. They look for their second consecutive win as they will take on Kansas State at Hilton Coliseum. Tip-off, 6:30 p.m.
All right, a big board update. We'll have another one of those coming up for you in the second hour as well, plus your opportunity to take home that one-hour certificate to the Swing Suite, the Topgolf Swing Suite, located inside Graduate Iowa City. More Iowa-Rutgers discussion to get you primed for that game this evening as well. But as we mentioned, Iowa not the only team taking the floor tonight. You and I at Southern Illinois taking on the Salukis. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the Panthers, joins us next.
Making your home more energy efficient doesn't have to require major changes. Little things can make a big difference, like shade. Open up and let the sun in to help heat the house when it's cool, and close those shades on hot days to keep the sun at bay. Unplug for a while. Lots of electronic devices like TVs, game systems, and chargers use power even when they're off. So plug into an advanced power strip that shuts off power to devices that aren't being used. Be bright. Replace incandescent lighting with Energy Star certified LEDs. They use 70 to 90% less energy and last a lot longer. Automate. Install a programmable thermostat that adjusts the temperature while you sleep or you're out of the house to save energy and money. And if you want to know about how you're using energy in your home, download the Smart Hub app to monitor what you're using daily and how it's trending over time. Energy saving that's easier. It's just another one of the nifty benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed local delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1-26-20. See store for details.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! A one-of-a-kind bookstore.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer? Check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Welcome back in the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and online at kgymradio.com. We've been talking so much about Iowa and Rutgers to begin the program today. Hawkeyes aren't the only show in town, at least in the state of Iowa tonight. Well, technically, they're not in town. You and I on the road in Carbondale, taking on the Southern Illinois Salukis at 8 o'clock, and joining us from one of the lesser haunts on the MVC road tour. I don't think people are ever too happy to be in Carbondale, but Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Oh, baby, I love this segment. Gary, a couple hours from now, you and I and the Salukis going to be going at it tonight, and Panthers continuing to play great basketball. I watched that Bradley game on TV, and they took care of business last weekend.
Yeah, played really good, especially down the stretch. Last 5 minutes of that game really pulled away. It was kind of a back-and-forth game for about 35 minutes, and Bradley kind of hung in there. But then the Panthers really took over in the closing minutes. And Todd, that's the fifth true road win of the year for this Panther basketball team. You know, we know about the quality road wins that they picked up in non-conference play at Colorado when they were top 25, at Grand Canyon, a really – tough environment there to play in, but got the win at Northern Illinois. But now picking up two road wins in league play after losing that conference opener at Illinois State, now with a road win at Missouri State, a road win in Peoria, Illinois against the Bradley Braves. And by the way, those two teams, Missouri State and Bradley, both picked to finish ahead of you and I in the preseason ranking. So those are big, big road wins. And now another challenge tonight here on the road playing in Carbondale against a Southern Illinois team with a new head coach, a guy that played here at Southern Illinois, very defensive-minded guy, trying to put his stamp on this Saluki team and doing it with great defense. So I think we're in for a tough one tonight. It's that late tip also, guys. It's an 8 p.m. tip, and that means, you know, you're hanging around all afternoon now after the shoot-around and just kind of waiting for 8 o'clock to come so you can finally get this game underway.
How does this team sort of guard against looking at the fact that they're trying to build a resume? They're trying to pick up as many victories on the road as possible, as many victories to possibly get an at-large bid, even if they don't win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, but also keep in perspective that they're going to have some really tricky games, especially against a team that's in SIU that's sort of right around 500 but has been tough at home.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think some people are concerned, you know, it's that trap game where you just played at Bradley and you know this Sunday you're going to host Loyola. The Panthers were tied with Bradley for first place in the conference standings when we played at their place on Saturday. We beat them already during the regular season at our place, so they wanted revenge. So you knew how big that game would be early on in the conference schedule, Alex. And then knowing Loyola's coming in there on Sunday to the McLeod Center, and they're tied for first place with you and I right now with both teams sitting 5-1. I think some people think, well, you know, you're in that trap game, but you touched on it with what this Panther team has accomplished so far and what they're playing for now. Is they're focused. I mean, there's no looking by anybody. If somehow Southern Illinois knocks us off tonight, it won't be because this Panther team was looking by them and thinking about the game on Sunday. They've worked too hard to get to 16-2 on the year, and they know that if they want to have hopes of an at-large berth, if they don't get the automatic into the tournament by winning the Missouri Valley Conference postseason tournament in St. Louis, they need to keep chalking up W's. And I think also if somehow we got knocked off tonight, it doesn't mean that totally takes away our at-large chances. It just means that, you know, you're going to have to find a way to string a bunch of wins together after this and not have too many games where you don't get it done. But this is one you feel like you got to go get on the road. got to take care of business. Southern Illinois, not quite as strong as some of the other teams in the league, but they're very good at home. They're a ball club that's 8-1 at home. They haven't won a road game this year. They're 0-7 on the road. So it'll be interesting. I think we'll get a great effort out of them tonight. And then when they come to our place with the struggles they've had on the road, I think we'd probably be heavily favored. But that's life in college basketball. It's tough on the road. And that's why when you and I won at Bradley this past weekend, those are such big wins that you gotta get some W's like that on the road. So, I just at the shoot around earlier today with the team, they were loose. They looked good. They were sharp. They were locked in on the game plan. So, you know, it's going to be one of those deals that if Southern Illinois just plays their best game of the year and plays lights out, maybe they pull off the upset. But I really like our chances tonight with the way this Panther team is playing. And again, what they're playing for, they know. They know they got to keep chalking up W's to keep building that resume.
Oh, baby, I love this segment. Joining us every Wednesday at 4:30, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima. As he mentioned, it is a late tip-off tonight. 8 o'clock, we'll have it for our listeners on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You mentioned working hard, Gary. How about Austin Fife, 8.7 rebounds a game? How much has he meant to this team?
Oh, I tell you what, just having him back, having him healthy, missing piece from a year ago. You know, we had a nice ball club last year, but just didn't have that inside presence with a guy like Austin Fife and then the way Justin Dahl, Big Country, is playing this year as a redshirt senior as his backup. You know, Luke McDonald played his heart out a year ago at that center spot, but he's more of a four type player, you know, just maybe doesn't have quite the inside game or strength in that post. So with what Austin brings to this team, it's really solidified the overall team play. We've always had good guards, good shooters. But he not only brings that inside scoring, guys, but he's rebounding the ball like crazy. I mean, he was averaging a double-double in league play, and now he's at just over 12 points and about 9 rebounds per game. But he's been outstanding. Biggest thing for him is staying out of foul trouble. You know, we can't have him in foul trouble. We need him to get his 22 to 25 minutes per game, and that's about where he's at on the year, is in all games played, 25 minutes per game, and we need him on the floor. So he's a good defender. He's a good passer. He does a good job finding open guys. So, yeah, just there's no way I don't think we would be sitting 16-2 if Austin wasn't playing this year. So love what he brings to the team as a redshirt sophomore.
We've talked a lot about the guard depth on this team. The last three games since Spencer Haldeman has been back in the lineup, the UNI has won by an average of 16 points. They're 3-0. They've scored 80 or more points in all of those games. Now, he's coming off the bench, but he's playing big minutes, 25-plus minutes. Does just having another guy out there, another shooting threat, another scoring threat, open up the floor that much more for this team?
Yeah, that's our best offensive team. When Spencer's able to play, you know, with him and Burhau and AJ Green and Brown, that's for the perimeter play. Now you've got four guys around the perimeter that all can shoot the three. Isaiah doesn't put it up a lot, Isaiah Brown, but he's been accurate, 42% from three on the year. You know, Trey Burhau was on a tear from the arc during the non-conference season, almost 56% from three. He's dropped off in league play to where in conference play, he's at like 25%, but watching him shoot at practice the other day and again today, he can really shoot it. I look for him to have a bit of a breakout game from the arc tonight, but Spencer just brings that fourth shooter onto the floor from the perimeter, and love Taiwan Pickford's game. I mean, the guy will rebound, he'll defend, he'll get some offensive boards and hit some shots here and there, but offensively, Spencer's the little bit sharper, better offensive player, and wouldn't be totally surprised if Spence doesn't find his way back into the starting lineup. But Taiwan Pickford is whoever's coming off the bench, they're like a sixth starter. They play starter minutes even when Taiwan wasn't starting. When Haldeman was before that ankle injury, Pickford was playing over 20 minutes a game. And when Spencer was coming off the bench the last five, Spencer's been playing 20 plus minutes a game. So it's really like he's got six starters, and it just depends on how they decide they want to start the game. But if you're going to be the team you want to be, you've got to have guys like that coming off the bench, whether it's Haldeman or Pickford, and then Dahl picking it up, and Kimmins and Noah Carter, and James Betts is ready to contribute when his name is called. So the depth is really set on this team. And the other thing is, guys, I think everybody really understands their role with this ball club now, and I think that's always important too, that there's no misunderstanding on what's expected and what your role is with this particular team.
Gary, you mentioned Sunday coming up, the next home game for the Panthers at the McLeod Center. Loyola coming to town, should be a great atmosphere for that one, and another great battle with Porter Moser's team.
Yeah, that'll be fun, and if we take care of business tonight, and they also, you know, get a win, which, you know, you would guess that they would. I'm just trying to look at the schedule here and see who they've got. Loyola has Indiana State in Chicago tonight at 7 o'clock, and that'll be a tough game for the Ramblers. But if both you and I and Loyola get a win tonight, they'll go into that game Sunday in the McLeod Center at 3 o'clock at 6-1 in league play. And what a great matchup at the center spot. You know, they've got Cameron Crutwig, a preseason player of the year and just an outstanding inside player for them, and was part of their final four run. And then we'll match up with Austin Fife. And I think that'll be a great inside battle. Both guys left-handers, both guys really handy around the basket, scoring and rebounding and defending, and both great passers. I mean, that'll be one of the marquee matchups on Sunday. And it should be a great home game, should be a huge crowd, I think, for that Sunday afternoon game. And, you know, win or lose by either team tonight to get back to a share of first place or sole possession of first place will be on the line in that matchup. So, guys, it looks to me like, I think Bradley's got a really good team, but it really looks to me like it's you and I and Loyola kind of rising to the top a little bit now, and it may work out that whoever wins that game on Sunday, everybody else is going to be chasing that team. So, man, that should be a tremendous home game on Sunday. And you know, one game at a time, got to take care of business tonight, and if the Panthers do that, that'll even make that game on Sunday just that much more interesting.
We've talked plenty about A.J. Green. He's averaging over 25 points per game in Missouri Valley play so far. He's finally starting to come into his own as a basketball player. We've discussed it. You said last week you think he's playing at maybe a higher level than anybody who's ever worn the uniform. You think it helps Coach Jake sleep at night knowing he has him for 2.5 more years?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's... You know, even other people in the league, Dave Snell has been a broadcaster in the Missouri Valley Conference for nearly 40 years with the Bradley Braves, and he's seen tremendous players in the Valley during that time. And not only Bradley Braves players, but guys like Doug McDermott that played at Creighton when they were in the league, and just a lot of really top quality players in the Valley, and a number of them making it to the NBA. He said that he thinks that, in his eyes, A.J. Green is the best player in the Missouri Valley Conference since Doug McDermott. And that's high praise. That's high compliment. And that's coming from, you know, a neutral site. You know, when us Panther people say it, they're like, well, yeah, you're going to say that because he plays for your team. But he's, you know, when you see him play game in and game out and what he does and some of the shots he hits and the way he plays the game, I mean, it's, he's as good as I can remember, and we've had great players. I love Benny Jacobson's game when he was a Panther guard and could really shoot it, and, you know, Kajoa Heligba, and, you know, right down the list. We've had tremendous players, but there's something just really special about AJ, and you got to watch him play more than just one game. You watch him play four or five games, and it really settles in on what a tremendous player he is. He's more than just a shooter. I mean, and he's a great scorer, great shooter, putting up almost 26 points per game in the league, leading the Valley in scoring. But it's just what else he does on the floor. He's so smart, such a a good player, and he still can play better. He can, he's turned it over a few times more than maybe he'd like. He's a really good passer. He's working hard on his defense, and as those things continue to improve, his shooting's going to stay good. He's got a chance to I think just rewrite the record book at UNI, and can't wait to follow his career for not only the rest of this year, but two more after that. And then you add Bowen Bourne coming in to guard to join him in that guard court. What a tremendous high school player he is right now at Norwalk. I'm telling you that things look really. I think that helps Coach Jacobson maybe sleep a little better at night too, knowing what he has on this team, what he's got coming back, and what he's got coming in. The not only this year, but the future of UNI basketball just looks really, really promising.
Gary, before we let you go, we got about 90 seconds here, but the big news in the Valley last night, Todd Licklider taking over at Evansville, the former Iowa coach back on a Division I bench. February 26th, the Aces come to the McLeod Center.
Yeah, he's back. How about that? Todd Licklider was on Coach McCarty's staff a year ago as one of his top assistants, and McCarty got suspended for one game last year for complaining about the Valley officials at one of his conference games, and he had to sit out one game. Well, the game he had to sit out was against UNI in the McLeod Center, and Todd Licklider was the step-in head coach for that game. And then he stepped away from coaching with Coach McCarty and Evansville at the end of last year. And now they're bringing him back as their head guy, former National Coach of the Year at Butler and former Iowa Hawkeye head coach. So he's familiar with UNI. We actually play at Evansville. We'll play at their place coming up a week from Saturday on February 1st. So we'll get a look at him and what he does with that team. They're really struggling, but I think he'll bring some stability and they'll be better, I think, with Todd Licklider as their head coach. I know he had his struggles at Iowa, but I think he'll get that thing squared away. And remember, that group of guys beat Kentucky earlier this year when they were number one. So they got some talent there, and Coach Licklider, I'm sure, will try and pull that all together and right the ship.
8 o'clock tonight, 107.5, 106.3 FM live from Carbondale, Illinois. Gary, a pleasure as always, and we'll be tuned in listening, hoping for another UNI win, and we'll touch base with you next Wednesday.
Hey, sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
The play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Gary Reima. I think I saw in the KenPom system, UNI is predicted to pretty much win most of their remaining games. I mean, there are statistics and systems out there that are very high on this UNI basketball team right now, and they've got an opportunity to take care of business tonight. A 5.5-point favorite at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, for those of you who concern yourself with such things.
Yeah, I think this game, though, is one to just be a little wary of, as Gary said. The proverbial trap game after that emotional victory, or that emotional game on the road against Bradley before they play Loyola at the McLeod Center. A 9-10 team in SIU, but the team that's beaten some good teams in Carbondale. I think UNI is the much better team, but you never know in college basketball going on the road. They should take care of business, but I think it's going to be a lot trickier than a lot of people sort of give it credit for. I think 5.5 points right there is a pretty good spot for this game.
Stick around. We've got the 5 o'clock face-off coming up tonight in hour number two, your opportunity to take home a one-hour session at Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. 7 questions, 60 seconds, answer more than your opponent, and you're going to be hitting the links from the comfort of Graduate Iowa City. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, KGYM, after this.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, 2 superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. sports, and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Building winning teams is all about having the right person in each position. In the summer of 2017, the Philadelphia Eagles signed free agent running back LeGarrette Blount to a one-year deal. His unselfish contributions in the backfield and his veteran leadership in the locker room played a vital role in a season that culminated in a Super Bowl victory for the Eagles.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a linebacker to play as your quarterback, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best golf irons we've ever made by a long shot. Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Gen 3 irons are sold only at PXG stores, PXG fitting studios, PXG.com, and at select custom fitters like Club Champion. To find out where to get your set, visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG today.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
One, two, three!
Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome back in the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, Iowa State women's basketball, and the UNI men on tap for you tonight after we are off the air at 6 o'clock. If you're heading to Carver Hawkeye Arena for Iowa and Rutgers this evening, the white stuff, as you probably are aware, is coming down here in Eastern Iowa. Sounds like we could have a little bit of a weather issue over the course of the next several hours. I don't think it's going to be too severe, but keep in mind that roads could be a little slick. Give those plow operators some time to get out there and get everything taken care of. And most importantly, give yourself some extra time to get wherever you're going tonight, including Carver Hawkeye Arena.
And for Green Bay, Dustin, tip your delivery drivers.
As always, tip your delivery drivers when the weather is not good. Iowa Rutgers, one of two Big Ten games this evening. Penn State is at Michigan. Michigan, a 5-point favorite tonight. Iowa has been anywhere in the neighborhood of about a 6 to 6.5 point favorite over Rutgers as well. This is a Rutgers team that has had its share of success against Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes under Steve Peichel.
Was it a 15-point victory last year for Rutgers at Carver Hawkeye Arena? I remember it being a double-digit victory.
It was an ugly performance on a big night, on senior night.
That was sort of the cue that things might be going in the wrong direction down the stretch for Iowa, and it turned out to be that exact cue. So I think Iowa is a much different team than they were a year ago. I think they're a much tougher team than they were a year ago. They're going to get a team that's not going to back down from them. They're not going to back down from this physicality that they play with. So I think this is going to be another one of those heavyweight matchups like we saw this past Friday against Michigan.
More on the Hawkeyes and the Scarlet Knights to come in the 5 o'clock hour. We do want to let you know that there is a traffic issue on the S-curves, north and southbound, according to Buttons, on Interstate 380. So if you're on the interstate heading north or south in downtown Cedar Rapids, near downtown Cedar Rapids, could be some traffic you need to worry about on your commute home. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm back with more after this.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best golf irons we've ever made by a long shot. Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Gen 3 irons are sold only at PXG stores, PXG fitting studios, PXG.com, and at select custom fitters like Club Champion. To find out where to get your set, visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG today.
To call yourself an explorer, you should possess a few essential qualities, like a yearning for adventure and back massages from available multi-contour front seats with five active motion massage themes and an available 980-watt 14-speaker B&O sound system by Bang & Olufsen and an available heated leather-wrapped steering wheel with paddle shifters. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more comfortable than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
And we welcome you back in the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. The gym class kicks off local programming at 3 o'clock. It is a Thursday. That means they will be picking the brain of the one and only Smokin' Dave Koken from Las Vegas, Nevada, where they're gearing up for this year's NFL draft. Didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday, but the draft stage built out over the fountains and pool in front of the Bellagio in downtown Las Vegas. What's the worst that can happen when you take a bunch of young men who are in their early 20s and have just been handed a life-changing amount of money and turn them loose in Sin City?
Somebody's got to jump in the water, right?
Congratulations, you are now a millionaire. Please go ahead and hit the blackjack tables responsibly. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, it is the 5 o'clock face-off, your opportunity to take home a one-hour session of golf inside Graduate Iowa City's top golf swing suite. We'll tell you how you can win it next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, Eli Manning hanging up his cleats for good. He will announce his retirement at a news conference Friday after a 16-year NFL career. Manning faced an uncertain NFL future after losing his starting job with the Giants to rookie quarterback Daniel Jones. The wait nearly over. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson returns from knee surgery, makes his regular season debut tonight versus the Spurs. Williamson represents a first for the NBA, notes ESPN's Tim Legler.
We've seen a lot of explosive athletes come into the league, and Zion obviously falls into that category, but I think it's the combination of the explosive athletic ability with the body control and the finesse and with his finishes around the rim, because he's a lot more than just a guy that has to go over you. He can go around you. He can shoot a ball with touch with either hand on finishes.
Pelican Spurs, 9:30 Eastern, ESPN TV. Kansas suspended forward Silvio DeSosa indefinitely for his role in last night's brawl with K-State. The Mets close to naming Luis Rojas their new manager. He's the son of former Major League manager Felipe Alou and the brother of former big leaguer Moises Alou.
Coming up on Thursday, Zion's debut, LeBron at MSG, and Superman making a return to the skies in Chicago. All the latest from a big night in the association. Plus, is Dak Prescott taking less money? Would you book it? That and more Thursday on Golic and Wingo. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
This is Spain and Company.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay.
But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of
P3 Advanced, free.
Just
pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
5:02, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. And we have an important update to bring you on a story that we touched on yesterday involving our associate producer, Buttons, who was caught wearing an Iowa State hat but is not an Iowa State fan. After a lengthy internal investigation, we have determined that he was wearing the Iowa State hat because his sister goes to Iowa State.
We talked to many people. We
very lengthy,
got to the bottom of this.
And as such, unfortunately, Buttons has been terminated and Todd Licklider has been hired as our new associate producer. I'm getting that confused with the Evansville story today. Welcome back in as we make our way to 6 o'clock tonight. A lot to keep you informed and entertained with until we seed things over to either you and I or the Iowa State women's broadcast, depending on what frequency you are listening to us tonight. 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll have Gary Rima from Carbondale as you and I takes on Southern Illinois tonight. That's men's basketball action. The Iowa State women will air on 1600. The Iowa men play tonight as well. A late tip-off, a little bit after 8 o'clock against Rutgers, Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Be careful if you're making your way to Iowa City. We've had a couple reports here of accidents. Before we fired Buttons and brought Todd Licklider on board, he was letting us know about all of the traffic happenings. And I expect to hear more of them here in the next hour. Turn your headlights on. Drive slow. Leave a decent distance between you and the car in front of you. And don't go too fast. Don't drive like an idiot, because even though the roads look like they could be fine, they may not be. So there you have it. Some unsolicited. You don't listen to this program for any sort of advice. I get that. But I just gave some unsolicited. 319-366-1600. We go from unsolicited to soliciting your phone calls. 319-366-1600. We need two callers right now to play tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. And Alex, a really nice prize tonight for whoever answers more questions in 60 seconds, a one-hour session for you and some friends inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. It's located on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City. You can book your tee times now. They do have a regular league. It has filled up. They are working on creating a short 6-week-long season, which is $100 for adults, $75 if you're a University of Iowa student. If you're interested in that, hit us up on the text line, 319-366-1600, and we can give you details on how to contact Graduate Iowa City, get you information on how to join those leagues. Or maybe you're just looking for a fun night out with friends. Get some swings in, maybe play some zombie dodgeball. And that is up to you. You'll have 1 hour to do whatever your heart desires within the letter of the law at Graduate Iowa City. I think we've got our contestants. Brian is locked and loaded.
I think we have Brad with me. Brad, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right.
Okay. Brad is with Alex and Brian. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, hang tight, Brian. We will let Brad and Alex determine whether they would like to go first or second.
I will leave it up to Brad. Brad, what do you think?
I think we'll go second.
All right.
Okay, Brian, here's the deal. I got 7 questions. You've got 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass. If we've got enough time, we'll try to circle back around to it. And the object here is to have more correct answers when we're done than Brad. So whenever you're ready, your 60 seconds will start. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Former Iowa basketball coach Todd Licklider has been named the head coach at this Missouri Valley school.
Indiana State.
Which NBA rookie star is making his season debut tonight on ESPN, correct? The Hawkeyes added a graduate transfer offensive lineman from this Big Ten school today.
Purdue.
After tonight's game against Rutgers, how many consecutive home games will Iowa have played against top 25 teams?
4.
Rutgers basketball is in the top 25 this week for the first time since what year?
1973.
How many consecutive wins do the Iowa women's basketball program, does the Iowa women's basketball program have over Wisconsin? How many consecutive wins?
6.
Which Major League Baseball team hired a new manager today?
Boston.
Former Iowa basketball coach Todd Licklider. We ran out of time. You got one. Now, Brian, don't think this is the end of the world because we actually have had one win before. So now all the pressure is on Brad and Alex, just the way I want it.
All right, Brad, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Don't know the answer, just say pass. Here we go. 2 Big Ten teams won on the road last night. A third did not. Name the one that didn't.
Maryland.
How many former Cedar Rapids Colonels are on Baseball America's top 100 prospects list?
4.
Who will head up the College Football Playoff Selection Committee next season?
No idea.
3-time Stanley Cup champion coach Joel Quenneville returned to Chicago last night as the head coach of which NHL franchise?
Carolina.
This NFL quarterback officially announced his retirement today.
Eli Manning.
Iowa will retire Megan Gustafson's jersey after a weekend game against this Big Ten foe.
Indiana.
Larry Walker is only the second Canadian ever elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. What former Chicago Cub does he join in Cooperstown?
Andre Dawson.
We have a tie.
We have us an old-fashioned tie. And for the second week in a row, we actually come prepared with a tie-breaking question. So here is the tie-breaking procedure. Brad, Brian, you want to take a shot at answering the question? You just say your name out loud as I'm answering or after I have asked the question. And whoever is first up gets a crack at it. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong, the other contestant wins by default. So when you're ready to answer, just say your name. Iowa and UNI, both the men's programs in action tonight. Iowa State played last night at Hilton Coliseum. Who did the Cyclones beat?
Brad. Brian.
Brad, who you got? Go ahead, Brad.
They beat, hold on, it was...
3.
Oklahoma State.
It was Oklahoma State. Okay, had to put you on a timer there, but Brad, you are our winner tonight. Congratulations. Brian, you were this close. Had some false hope there after you got the... I told you, one has been enough to win before. So, Brad, congratulations. We'll get Buttons on the line with you, and he's going to let you know how to collect that one-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite and play... I don't know, Pebble Beach. Is Pebble Beach an option? They have a number of the world's most famous golf courses on the Top Golf Swing Suite simulators. You can play world-famous courses from the comfort of downtown Iowa City and enjoy some adult beverages in the process. It's a pretty fun time. Alex and I have done it before, and you can get more details on Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite by visiting our website, KGYMradio.com. Do we have enough time? We have enough time to go over the answers here. Todd Licklider named the head coach at Evansville. That is not a temporary assignment. That is a full-time deal, although I do not have the terms of the detail. I don't know how many years are on his contract, but that is not an interim basis for Todd Licklider. Back on a Division I bench for the first time in a decade. The Hawkeyes picked up a graduate transfer offensive lineman from Indiana. He was in the right state. He guessed Purdue. It's actually the Indiana Hoosiers. After tonight's game, Iowa will have played 3 consecutive games against opponents that were ranked inside the top 25, Maryland, Michigan, and Rutgers. Speaking of Rutgers, back inside the top 25 this week for the first time since 1979. He guessed 6 consecutive wins for the Iowa women's basketball team against Wisconsin. Not even halfway there. 21 straight wins over the Badgers, Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes have recorded. And Luis Rojas a son of Philippe Alou, named today as the new manager of the New York Mets. He's been in the organization as a minor league manager for over a decade, familiar with a lot of the young players on that Mets roster, and according to my former co-host, a great hire. He says that about
knocked
every
it
Mets.
Out of the park.
Every Mets hire is a great hire, till they're not.
A home run hire? I know we like going over this exercise of
everybody's
looking
back. A home run hire.
Everybody's a home run hire until
they're not.
Until they're not. Two Big Ten teams won on the road last night. The one that did not, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. How many former Cedar Rapids Colonels are on Baseball America's top 100 list? That would be six. Who will head up the College Football Playoff Selection Committee next season? None other than Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta. That's right. You heard correctly. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta will be the College Football Playoff Selection Committee chairman. I just had to say that twice. Three-time Stanley Cup champion Joel Quenneville returned to Chicago last night as the head coach of the Florida Panthers.
And they won.
The Panthers did?
Yeah.
Iowa will retire Megan Gustafson's jersey after a weekend game against this Big Ten foe. That would be Michigan State. And Larry Walker is only the second Canadian ever elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The other, Fergie Jenkins.
There you have it. Tonight's 5 o'clock face-off, and we'll have another one of those one-hour sessions for you on tomorrow's program. Make sure you tune in. John Bonenkamp of Hawkeye Maven, the Sports Illustrated network of team sites, set to join us to break down what will either be another home victory over a top 25 team or Iowa's first loss at home this season against a top 25 ranked team. Right? The Michigan game was in Ann Arbor and they beat Minnesota. So yes, that's accurate. They've not played and lost at home to a top 25 ranked team yet this season. 319-366-1600. We can revisit a couple of these items that did not make it necessarily into some of our top discussion. Is anybody excited about Zion Williamson tonight making his debut? This has been 13 weeks in the making. He debuted in the summer league, played one game, and then was shut down.
I'm very excited. Now, I am a little bit concerned about bringing him back at this point in the season and what's he going to look like early on. And the injuries have always been sort of my biggest concern for him. But a guy that there was so much hype around, and for good reason. He is an unbelievable talent and an unbelievable basketball player. And we get to see him in the NBA now for the first time, and we don't have to sit and watch a New Orleans Pelicans game on ESPN without him, which was just a waste up until right now.
Does he live up to the hype? John Morant has been fantastic so far this season. Does Zion Williamson live up to the hype? Let's just leave it to the debut tonight. What does he do tonight?
They're going to be very careful with him. I just have a feeling they're going to be very careful with him. Everything that he does is going to be overanalyzed tonight. There is nothing more annoying and knee-jerk reactionary than the coverage of the NBA, to be quite honest. When the Lakers lost to the Clippers in the first game of the season, it was already starting to wonder whether or not LeBron James's career is over. And at this point, that those questions are seem a little bit ridiculous. But I think they're going to be cautious with him. And I'm just excited to see him back on the court. He is worth the price of admission. He's another NBA player, adding on to a long list of them, that is worth the price of admission by himself.
Well, speaking of annoying and knee-jerk reactions, the discussion of whether or not Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer have already begun. So in a 24-hour period, we've moved on from complaining about Derek Jeter not being a unanimous selection for baseball's Hall of Fame to now the punditry is debating whether or not Eli Manning will be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Will he be, or does he deserve to be? Which argument are you having?
Okay, I think that's an interesting way to describe that, because the Pro Football Hall of Fame is much more welcoming and the doors are a little bit wider as far as an opening than they are compared to the Baseball Hall of Fame. He will be inducted.
Yes, he will.
To the Hall of Fame. Your discussion about whether or not he merits induction is probably best suited for another time, but that's what people are now concerning themselves with.
We can hold that discussion for another day. He shouldn't be, but we can hold that one off. There is a teaser.
I like the fact that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a little bit more welcoming to players who were good but not necessarily great. You have to, in football, I think you have to be. You've got to be able to honor guys like offensive linemen. They finally have now come around to giving the nod to a punter in Ray Guy. So I'm fine with the Hall of Very Good. I said this yesterday on the air with regard to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I think for several decades, people have not wanted to acknowledge this, but for several decades, the Baseball Hall of Fame has been the Hall of Very Good. The Veterans Committee votes, especially in the decade of the 1970s, some players were enshrined in Cooperstown that really have no business being there. And so once that ship sailed, then you want to argue the merits of a guy like Billy Wagner or Scott Rolen or Paul Konerko, guys who were on the ballot but did not get in yesterday. Fine by me. I love the sport of baseball. Let's celebrate the guys who were very good at it.
And that's all fine. But in the Eli Manning debate, if you're going to do that, then let's see Donovan McNabb in and Randall Cunningham in and Matt Stafford in and Philip Rivers in.
Mitchell Trubisky. Oh, I'm sorry.
Carson Palmer. No. Yeah, let's let all those guys in if Eli Manning is getting in.
There's a clip floating around of Mitchell Trubisky. I think it was from last year's Pro Bowl where it was a skills competition. And have you seen it? All he needs to do is complete a pass by lobbing it over a large pane of glass to a receiver, and he can't do it. He could not complete a pass over a large frame. And meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes be out there competing for a Super Bowl in a week and a half. It's not Mahomes that Bears fans need to be upset about. Nobody saw this coming from Patrick Mahomes. Be upset that the Bears didn't draft Deshaun Watson. That's where your anger should be channeled at if you're a Bears fan. And if you're a Packers fan like me, maybe you can be a little perturbed today that they've announced that Mike Pettine, their defensive coordinator, who couldn't seem to coordinate a defense when it mattered the most, Mike Pettine is coming back. His job is safe for another season in Green Bay.
6882 on the text line is proving my point exactly. None of those QBs Alex mentioned won a Super Bowl. Bingo!
Randy Jones won a Cy Young Award. He's not in baseball's Hall of Fame.
Trent Dilfer also won a Super Bowl.
That's Hall of Fame. Should be Hall of Famer, Trent Dilfer. He won two Super Bowls, right? Eli did?
Eli did win two Super
Bowls
against the Patriots.
People are going to tell you he won two Super Bowls. Eli Manning's retirement is not on the most recent Big Board update, but let's find out what is with Alex Kuhn.
All right, let's first start with the fact that the College Football Playoff Committee has appointed Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta as the selection committee chair for 2020. Barta will replace Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins, who had served as committee chair the last two seasons. The former Iowa basketball coach Todd Licklider has been named head coach at Evansville. Licklider has spent the last two seasons as an assistant on Walter McCarty's staff at Evansville. McCarty was fired by the school yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeyes appear to have landed a huge, both figuratively and literally, graduate transfer as former Indiana left tackle Coy Kronk is now listed in the University of Iowa student directory. Kronk has been in the transfer portal for a few weeks and is a guy at 6'5", 325 pounds, who started 40 games at left tackle for the Hoosiers. He started the first four games of last season of what would have been his senior year before going down with a season-ending ankle injury. The 20th-ranked Iowa basketball team gets set for their third consecutive home contest against a ranked opponent as the 24th-ranked Rutgers Scarlet Knights are in town for an 8 p.m. tip-off. Iowa and Rutgers split the season series a year ago with both teams winning on the road. This will be the only contest between the two teams this season. The 16-2 UNI Panthers, fresh off of their road victory over Bradley, they're back on the road once again, this time in Carbondale, Illinois, set to take on the SIU Salukis. SIU comes in at 9-10, but they are an even 3-3 in the MVC. UNI is currently tied atop the MVC standings with a 5-1 league record with Loyola Chicago. Iowa State got back to 500 last night with an 89-82 win over Oklahoma State. Tyrese Halliburton and Rashier Bolton combined to go 10 of 15 from beyond the three-point arc. Solomon Young had 27 points off the bench. The Cyclones now face a really tough task as they have to go on the road to take on number 16 Auburn on Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Iowa State women are back in action tonight. They look for their second consecutive win as they take on Kansas State at Hilton Coliseum. Tip-off is scheduled for 6:30 p.m.
Good teams win, great teams cover, and that's what the Cyclones did last night at Hilton Coliseum. It wasn't always pretty. They managed to carry themselves over the finish line, but Steve Prohm and the Cyclones will take a win over a loss any day of the week. So as Alex mentioned, a busy broadcast night for us here at KGYM, the Iowa State women on 1600 AM, the UNI men on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And yes, it is very confusing here now because with the introduction this week of 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, you got a lot of numbers to try to remember. And we warn you of this. Do not replace 107.5 FM on your presets just yet with 102.3, because we have big plans for 107.5 FM as well. But primarily, if you enjoy continuing listening to Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio on the FM dial here in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM is the frequency to remember. We'll take a quick timeout. WagerWise, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, is on the way. When we return following WagerWise, Alex and I will wrap up tonight's program by taking one last look at Iowa and Rutgers at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Back with more after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It savings accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed local delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1-26-20. See store for details.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Time for an oil change? Then it's time to get to AutoZone. We've got great deals to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And we welcome aboard Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, located inside the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Riverside, Iowa. And Jake, I imagine this is a pretty busy time of year right now, the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. I imagine you guys are starting to already get some big action on the game.
Yeah, when the line opened up, we got a few big bets right off the bat, but it's not as busy as I expected it to be. A lot of online wagering. The book's been slightly quiet. I think a lot of people are waiting until closer to the game. We just started releasing prop bets. I'm told that we're going to have about 17 print-off sheets of prop bets for the Super Bowl when it gets closer. We have quite a bit released already, but the foot traffic has been coming in and out still, and got a lot of anticipation for that Super Bowl game.
Yeah, so just about a week and a half out. Tell us what you guys have going on at the Elite Sportsbook for the Super Bowl. What can folks get into, and what can folks expect?
Well, going along with those prop bets, we have a prop party, which is basically just going to be a sit-down get-together where I go over the prop sheets and explain what they are and how to bet them and the amount of fun you can have with those bets, because they are a lot of fun while watching the game, if you're going to be watching it anyway. And then we're going to be giving away prizes that day also, just a free cooler packages filled with some gear from the Elite Sportsbook. And then we also have the promotion going on for the Super Bowl. Every ticket you come in, make a ticket of $25 or more, you get an entry. You bring it back on Super Bowl day, you put it in a barrel, and we'll have cash giveaways and signed NFL gear given out after the game's over.
When is that prop party? What day and what time?
Thursday the 30th, starting at 7 to 8, and then at 8:30 we have the drawing.
All right, 17 pages of prop bets on the way for the Super Bowl. The line right now at the Elite Sportsbook, Kansas City favored by 1.5, and the total at 54.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that game. But before we get into some other stuff, Jake, how did the UFC fight go? Donald Cerrone and Conor McGregor coming out and winning in the first 40 seconds. I know you had folks there that had requested bays, rented out bays. How did the event go?
It was a great turnout, actually. The best UFC fight we've had so far. We still have a lot of people that don't know that we still have been filling the fights. Going forward, we hope to continue to have them, but this was the best turnout by far. We had the room was full. You couldn't walk through it. Everybody's watching that fight. Slight disappointment that it was so fast, but they were all so excited about playing it all together.
Now, Alex has mentioned renting out the bays. Is that something that you guys do just for big events, or is that something anybody can look into anytime?
You can do it anytime. So they're Top Golf bays, so you can use them for golf and some other games on it. And then we also offer them for viewing parties. So you come in, spend $50 an hour, and have the bay to yourself and watch whatever you want on the projector. Sports related.
Well, Jake, Rutgers and Iowa tonight. Before we let you go, the Hawkeyes a 5.5-point favorite. The total on that game is 139 points, and I imagine you guys have been getting a lot of interest in the Hawkeyes, especially at home this year. They played quite well at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, they've been playing good, and in this area especially, like you said, a lot of support. Showing about 76% on the spread there, and about just slightly over, like 54% for the total on the over.
It's hard to believe, but before you know it, we're going to be talking about March Madness, and I know you guys are already looking ahead to the NCAA tournament. Riverside Ruckus, what's the deal with that?
So at the Riverside Ruckus, we're going to be having the event center opened up, and for a 21 or older party, you come in, you can
watch the games. There's a VIP package offered at the gift shop. It's $64 per day. You get three free drink tickets to go with it, and you get free food throughout the day, and you get to watch the games and relax and enjoy it with your friends. We will have a betting station in the event center also.
Jake, before we let you go, we go over this every week, but for folks who have not visited the Elite Sportsbook yet or are interested in setting up an account so that they don't have to make the trip to Riverside anytime they want to make a bet, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, just you just got to come down to the casino one time. You can go to their front desk, Resort Club, and sign up for a Resort Club card. It's free. Just give them your ID, fill out all your information, and then you just go on to EliteSportsbook.com and start the registration process. Once that's done, you verify your location, put money in it, and start betting.
All right, Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook. Next week, we'll get into some of those prop bets with you. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks for the time. And you can visit Jake in Riverside, located right next to the Draft Day Lounge inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. It's the Elite Sportsbook, and some early action on the Kansas City Chiefs as a 1.5-point favorite there. I imagine the money will go back and forth over the next week and a half. The total on the game seems very low to me at 54 points, but San Francisco has a fairly stout defense, and this is going to be a game that is basically, I don't want to oversimplify it, but Kansas City's offense against San Francisco's defense. That's what it's going to boil down to.
Can San Francisco slow them down? I'm not sure that they can. I know that they've been good defensively. I just look at the Chiefs right now, and I think both of these teams have been playing very good on the defensive side of the football. Kansas City sort of neutralized Derrick Henry. Can they do that again against another really potent running attack in San Francisco? But like you said, this one has been kind of seesawing back and forth as far as the line, and I expect more of that because it is truly one of those games where, depending on the day, you feel like you can have a read on it, and you're going to go back and forth in trying to decide who's going to win this game.
There's some very good college basketball across the Midwest tonight. We mentioned Iowa at home, Carver Hawkeye Arena, an 8 o'clock tip-off. They host Rutgers, a top 25 showdown. The Hawkeye is a 5.5-point favorite there. I kind of would lean toward taking Rutgers and the points. They have had Iowa's number in recent years. I think the Hawkeyes can win that game. But, Alex, I would not be surprised if this is a 3-4-point game tonight.
Rutgers came into Carver Hawkeye Arena a year ago and beat Iowa handily on senior day. In fact, this Rutgers team is no joke, and they play really good defense. My question is, how are they going to even try to limit Luka Garza? They're a physical team, and I think that they have the best chance of anybody of maybe slowing him down a little bit, but they don't have anybody that can match up with him one-on-one. So that's the question every night when Iowa's playing anybody. But Rutgers, this is a good Rutgers team, and I think they keep this close.
The other Big Ten game tonight, Michigan favored by 5 points at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor over the Penn State Nittany Lions. The total in that game, 147.5. If you've been listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, you know at 4:30 tonight we discussed UNI's game against Southern Illinois. UNI, a 5.5-point road favorite in that game. The total set at 127.5 points. And you mentioned you think UNI could maybe have some issues tonight, at least for a little while, against Southern Illinois if they catch themselves looking ahead to Sunday's game against Loyola.
Catch themselves looking ahead on the road, that's a recipe for danger. And UNI, they knew they were going to have to show up against Bradley. Not sure they feel that way against SIU, but as we've discussed, this is a motivated team right now. They know what they have to do and how small their margin of error is going to be if they want to even think about getting that at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They have 5 true road game wins already, which gives me a little bit more confidence in them, but this is one of those sleepy games that can catch up to you.
Drake also in action tonight, and a storyline that we've touched on here on the program, the return of Todd Licklider to a Division I bench on a full-time basis, taking over for Walter McCarty in Evansville. That game is in Evansville tonight. The Purple Aces, a 6-point underdog to the Drake Bulldogs. The total in that contest, 132 points. Other games across the valley tonight, Bradley, a 9.5-point favorite at home against Illinois State. The total there established at 136.5 points. And Loyola, they come to UNI on Sunday. They've got to take care of business against Indiana State tonight in Chicago. The Ramblers, a 7.5-point favorite. The total in that game, 133. One game of note in the NHL tonight, Minnesota Wild, a $2.60 favorite on the money line at home against the Detroit Red Wings. WagerWise, a paid presentation of the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, comes your way every Wednesday here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Next week, tune in because it's going to be our own personal prop party as we gear up for Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl. Jake Reed will share some of those prop wagers.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsbook.com.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2020 Pilot from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. Cup of coffee costs you more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Sarah. That's SelectQuote.com/Sarah.
Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And we welcome you back in as we get ready to draw another edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn to a close. We won't do that before turning our attention back to Iowa and Rutgers. Before we get there, it's one of the many options for you included on tonight's poll question at KGYMRadio.com. What's the most interesting Iowa-related story in the sports world today? A top 25 showdown at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Gary Barta being named the head of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, or former Iowa basketball coach Todd Licklider returning to a Division I bench as a head coach for the first time in a decade. You can vote now, KGYMRadio.com. That poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. If you're looking for a place to watch the Iowa game, you don't want to make the trip to Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight, maybe stay a little bit closer to home here in Cedar Rapids, Emil's Hideaway would be a pretty good destination. Some brand new menu items, always great drink specials, and a whole lot more. Say hi to Jamie, Chris, and the rest of the crew. Tell them that you heard about them right here on KGYM. This job is so simple, anybody can do it. The analysis we're offering of the Rutgers-Iowa game tonight, I think Alex has summed it up best earlier on this evening. Does Rutgers have somebody that can stop Luka Garza? If the Scarlet Knights can't, this is not the same Luka Garza that we saw last year when Rutgers came to Carver-Hawkeye Arena and, quite frankly, embarrassed Iowa on senior night. It's a maybe even a better Rutgers team, but guess what? This is a way better Iowa team, and Luka Garza is playing at a level that you're listening to an ESPN broadcast. You're watching an ESPN broadcast with Kentucky, and they're talking about Luka Garza in the National Player of the Year conversation. Unheard of for an Iowa player in the last several decades.
It is unheard of. We haven't seen it. We simply have not seen a player this dominant. and it's not hyperbole at all. Miles Johnson of Rutgers is going to be, I think, the most physical big that Luka Garza has gone against this season. Rutgers is a defensive basketball team, and if they're going to win this game, it's going to be because they sort of control the pace and keep Iowa somewhere around 65 to 70 points. And you know, Iowa wants to get out in transition and make this into a game that's played more in the high 70s or low to mid 80s. Which team is going to be able to set the tone? Rutgers last year, I think, sort of stifled Iowa. Iowa wasn't ready for the type of defensive effort they were going to give and physicality they were going to bring. Can they match it this year? And what we saw on Friday night against Michigan, it was a great basketball game, but it was between two really tough teams. And it was, at times, it sort of resembled a boxing match. It was just so physical, and it was that type of basketball game. I look for a lot of the same tonight with Rutgers and Iowa.
Penn State and Michigan on tap tonight as well in the Big Ten. Should be a good night for the home teams. Both are favored, the Wolverines and the Hawkeyes. It was a good night for the road teams. Last night we've talked so much about how home court advantage has been huge in the Big Ten this year. Illinois, newly minted top 25 ranking in tow, goes on the road last night to West Lafayette and wipes the floor with the Boilermakers, winning 79-62. That's the same Purdue team that at home earlier this season completely demolished Michigan State. Couldn't get the job done at Mackey Arena last night against the Fighting Illini. Northwestern had Maryland on the ropes for a while last night, but the Terrapins come away with an 11-point win at Welsh Ryan Arena. The only road team that couldn't pick up a W last night, and I don't blame Nebraska, the Kohl Center, a very difficult place to play, Wisconsin, an 82-68 winner over Fred Hoiberg and the Huskers. So that home court advantage trend that we've discussed in great detail so far this year in the Big Ten may be starting to trend back a little bit more toward the norm. You get a little statistical oddity like we've seen so far this year, and now we're regressing to the norm where teams are winning on the road. That Illinois-Purdue score surprised me last night. I did not see that one coming.
Illinois is pretty good. This Big Ten is wonky. And Illinois looks good. Purdue is, who a lot of people just thought, oh yeah, they lose Carson Edwards, they're going to be fine. Matt Painter will find a way. No, they're not very good. And I don't know what to think about this conference right now. And where can Iowa end up?
Well, if the season ended today, I think they would be in fifth place if the Big Ten tournament were held today. You're looking at maybe 9 Big Ten teams. I've seen some people even thinking that 10 Big Ten teams could get into the NCAA tournament. I think that's a little preposterous, but 8 or 9 certainly could be the case. The Big Ten is either going to be criminally underrated this year when it comes to March Madness, or the Big Ten will get plenty of teams in and the majority of them will be out before the weekend rolls around. It's going to go one of two ways. I would err on the side of, I think people are underestimating the Big Ten just because they're beating up on one another this year, and you get into March Madness and you're going to have some teams, Iowa could be one of them, that are going to make some noise. Look at teams that have had success in the NCAA tournament in the past, the mid-tier teams. Usually it's a team that has one dominant player. Ja Morant was able to carry Murray State into the NCAA tournament last year. Luka Garza could be that type of player.
Carson Edwards of Purdue last year almost won him a national championship.
Great example.
A weird bounce against Virginia. They lose to the eventual national champion, and you could make the argument that he was playing better than anybody in the country, and they should have beaten Virginia, who went on and won the national championship. I look at the Big Ten just like I look at the rest of college basketball. A lot of pretty good teams, maybe a few good teams, no great teams. I don't think Michigan State is great. I don't think Maryland is great. Ohio State was in the top five at one point. They're 2-5 right now in the league. Anything seems possible right now in this conference. And Iowa, the unthinkable has happened to the point where they seem like they have their best team right now that we've seen in the Fran McCaffrey era. It's just to me. Their team that you expect them to be able to keep this up all season long because they have a player that nobody has an answer for. You looked at Michigan, they threw a bunch of weird stuff at him. They confused him a little early on, and then he started hitting mid-range and three-point jumpers, and everything got screwed up for Michigan. If he does that and continues to be the baller that he has been this season, a guy that makes sure nobody can stop him, it just feels like the supporting cast fits what he brings perfectly. And Matt McCausland, I asked him the question, with C.J. Frederick on the court, where is Iowa in the Big Ten? He said top four. Maybe not there, but easily top six. And I'm not ruling anything out just because the Big Ten is wide open, just like the rest of college basketball.
How much do you think Tristan Wirfs or A.J. Epinesa enjoy crab cakes? I ask this because, as we mentioned earlier today, didn't get a chance to discuss yesterday, the NFL draft is being held in Las Vegas this year, and they have built the stage on the at the Bellagio on the fountains, the pool that's in front of the Bellagio, the lake, whatever you want to call it. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, which is a seafood place in Baltimore, is offering free crab cakes for life for any player that throws NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell into the water at the NFL draft.
Okay. Let's go pro and con here.
I mean, like, can you throw in like a main dish? I don't know if I would do crab cakes or an appetizer. I'm not endangering my NFL career and my reputation as a rookie for endless supply of appetizers for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if you throw Roger Goodell in that water, you're not going to play in the NFL.
You're giving me lobster tails. You're giving me surf and turf. I want an entree. I'm not doing it. By the way, if you're a first-round draft pick, you can afford to buy your own crab cakes.
Yep.
You don't need to throw Roger Goodell into the water, do you? 319-366-1600. So we've got Iowa Rutgers coming up tonight. Late tip-off at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I'm with a couple of the texters. I wish there was something that Iowa could do about these late tip-offs, especially in the middle of winter. But TV dictates, and especially when you're a league that features teams in the East Coast or the Eastern time zone, 6 o'clock followed by an 8 o'clock tip-off. Tonight, Michigan and Penn State in that 6 o'clock window. So you get Iowa and Rutgers in the late window. Think of the folks on the East Coast staying up to watch Rutgers. It's going to be 9 o'clock when that game tips off in Piscataway.
And start times they're both bad. That's the problem.
TV money. There's nothing that's going to change it.
You got to cram two time slots into a weeknight. And how do they do that? 6 and 8 o'clock is the only way they can do that.
And yeah, you could have two networks. You don't want your product overlapping. You don't want a 6 o'clock start on one network and a 7 o'clock start on the other one. So again, do you like fancy facilities and multi-million-dollar checks if you're Gary Barta or Jamie Pollard or any other athletic director? Or do you like a fan base that's happy about the start time? You sell your fan base out any chance you get when there's a $50 million check from the Big Ten Conference involved, when you're Gary Barta. He can think about that while he's locked inside a room with 11 other people. It's a 12-person committee, right? Or did they make the committee larger? I think it's 12 people, the selection committee.
And Gary Barta is going to be the spokesman.
And Gary Barta is heading up the whole process.
Gary Barta, the architect of next year's college football playoff.
I wish I could bring you some kind of analysis on this that sounds any different than the color commentator from Dodgeball, but I feel shocked.
Putting Gary Barta in charge of the college football playoff, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works for him. He knows his football. He's a nice guy. Just like Todd Licklider is a nice guy.
I feel like we're talking about those two very similarly.
It would be a really boring buddy cop movie if Gary Barta and Todd Licklider were officers who worked a beat together. I don't know. I don't think you could even get a pilot for that sitcom ordered. Nice Guys Finish Last, starring Gary Barta and Todd Licklider. And Evansville may be finishing last in the MVC. It's not going to have anything to do with Todd Licklider at the helm. He's got a stiff task in front of him in turning around a season which has fallen apart on the Evansville Purple Aces after beating Kentucky, the belle of college basketball, in the opening weeks of the season. And everything has gone to hell in a handbasket. Walter McCarty officially fired as the head coach in Evansville, and Todd Licklider back on a Division I bench for the first time in a decade. We wish him well. Wish he would have had better success at Iowa, but he's a good person, unlike the man that he succeeded in the job in Iowa City. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on a snowy Wednesday in Eastern Iowa and let you know what you can look forward to if you join us tomorrow on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Back after this.
Enjoy winter sports and winter smart rock on KGYM and Smart FM. Curling and curling up with great smart rock. Ice fishing and catching some smart rock on Smart FM. Speed skating and getting smart rock to your radio fast. Winter sports outdoors and warm smart rock in the lodge. Keep your radio tuned to KGYM and Smart FM.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:55, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, featuring Buttons, a featured performer here on the program. It's like Saturday Night Live. He's on the other side of the glass. You'll hear him from time to time here moving forward at KGYM, letting us know that the reports are that the roads are not in great shape right now in Eastern Iowa, so be careful. We had that report of the accident earlier on the S-curves in Cedar Rapids. Take your time getting to wherever it is that you're going tonight. Obviously, many people in Eastern Iowa will be headed to Carver Hawkeye Arena for Iowa and Rutgers. Take your time. Get there safe, maybe allot an extra 30 to 40 minutes. Make sure that your gas tanks are full. The last thing that you want to be doing is running on E, and all of a sudden you think, hey, I'm 10 minutes away from a gas station and a mile up the road, you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic and you're stopped and you're not going anywhere. That would be bad if you ran out of gas, right? The things that people sometimes don't think of when winter weather rolls into the area. We went the longest stretch without having to deal with winter weather, and now every time you turn around, it's snow and ice. Make up your mind, Mother Nature.
I knew that we weren't going to get that lucky.
I'll follow you home tonight since I'm heading to Iowa City for the game. I'm excited about this. It's the first opportunity that I've had. Well, let's be honest. I've had other opportunities. I've passed on them, and then other opportunities where the weather
led me to pass, but I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing two top 25 teams in the Big Ten go at it tonight, and hopefully I get there and back in one piece. If you don't hear me tomorrow, and this is rather macabre, if you don't hear me tomorrow on the KGYM airwaves, I did not make it back in one piece. Spoiler alert. Hopefully that's not the case. We'll have for you John Bonenkamp of Hawkeye Maven and Sports Illustrated recapping what may be an Iowa win, maybe an Iowa loss against the Scarlet Knights. You'll hear from Fran McCaffrey and the players as well. Otherwise, what purpose is it for me to go to Iowa City tonight? All that and more on a Thursday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll talk to you then.